salad's a salad and it's GST free. But if something's dressed up as a salad but it's not really a salad, we might need to do something about it. If
so marshmallow
this is a problem.
Salad.
I'm not aware of that, but clearly someone's aware of it because we wouldn't be running around having consultation on salads unless someone wanted to do that.
Timothy Dice of the Australian Tax Office there. He was speaking in Senate Estimates last night about, you know, salad. Currently, salads are GST-free, but the definition of what constitutes one is now up for debate at the ATO. Now, John Howard made it GST-free. That was part of the deal. I know that feels like another country now, that GST time, but I remember it like it was yesterday. GST-exempted salad. But now the tax office are looking to clarify what exactly counts as a salad in consultation with business to decide if products currently marketed under the label should be attracting a GST. Salads are being tricked up, people, and the ATO, as usual, is onto it. Joe Martha is a tax and superannuation reporter for the Australian Financial Review, has become salad obsessed. Joe, welcome.
Well, hello, how are you doing?
Oh, good. How does the ATO even begin to classify what's in and out of a salad? Where's the contentious part of the salad?
I think they realise that salad may not for everybody be just a side anymore, and that we're seeing salads that are very, very sophisticated. I think one of the officials mentioned that, you know, a business might shred a chicken and add a few pieces of rice and a lettuce leaf, and that might constitute a salad.
That is a salad.
Well, yeah. But I think the bone of contention is really between, you know, what is a salad and what is a prepackaged meal. So the salad is GST-free and the prepackaged meal should attract the GST. And according to the ATO website, I just had a look, a prepared meal is food that meets three conditions. And that is it directly competes with takeaways and restaurants. It needs refrigeration or freezing and is marketed as a prepared meal but is not soup. So it's pretty complex.
Oh, it's totally complex. How much revenue could we expect the ATO to be able to generate if it's able to reclassify salads? And really, let's just be honest here, charge us more for salads. Us salad-eating people, us innocent salad lovers could be charged more. How much is a taxpayer going to make out of that?
I don't know. I mean, GST is sort of a fairly large portion of revenue, but I think there is a nuance here in that, they could never change the law. It is about, I guess, how the law is interpreted. So, and we haven't seen what their new take on this is yet. They're still consulting with industry. So I'm not sure we're quite at the point where sort of, you know, the budget is going to be repaired by a GST on salads.
So all those like fancy pants salads at the supermarkets, you know, that are, as you described, like they're pasta, you know, halloumi, there's all this fancy stuff that you can get, and they are pre-prepared. They all just don't attract a GST at the moment, right?
So long as they're not a prepared meal. So and the ATO goes so far as to say that the GST free items include pasta, rice, coleslaw, meat, seafood, and green salad. So these are all supposed to be GST free. I suppose the concern is that perhaps others are stretching this to, I don't know, something that would constitute a prepackaged or a pre-prepared meal. But yeah, I mean, surely we see salads with lots of different things in them. It's no longer just a lettuce and tomato, I suppose, which is where the conundrum comes in.
Now, of course, this is progress, isn't it? I mean, this is progress. This is, you know, well, I suppose the other part of this, and this is my outrageous attempt to link this back to yesterday's story about that finance department ad, is it the paleo diet's fault?
It could well be, I'm not sure. But we do see the ATO, like things do change. For example, you know, Uber recently had a GST spat with the ATO. Were they a taxi service, you know, or were they sort of something else? So I guess when is a salad, I suppose, as Chris Jordan said.
Oh, it's a big issue. Joe, thanks for coming on.
Thanks so much. See you soon.
That's Joe Martha, the tax and superannuation reporter for the Australian Financial Review. And I think that's probably, I'm just going to come out and say it's my favourite story of the last 24 hours. the salad wars. When is a salad? I'd love to get your views. 0418 226 576. Up next, it's the Research Filter.
This Is About is a podcast hosted by Jordan Raskopoulos. That's me. Stories told by those who live them.
To do a good job, you kind of have to believe that you're Spider-Man.
He was holding what he claimed was Ned Kelly's skull.
She just said to me, if you can't have this baby, I'll have a baby for you.
What I thought was two different dolphins was just one shark.
What? This Is About on the ABC Radio app or wherever you get your favourite podcasts.
Listen now.
On your phone.
You know, just do the thumb thing.